A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Yevamos Nun Aleph, Yevamos 51a, pagination is 101. I want to make mention of the Mishnah that we had on the previous daf, Nun Amar Aleph 50a, and then we'll begin with our daf. We had a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding a case of get achar get and maimer achar maimer. Our case is that a man died without children, left multiple widows, in a case where he has multiple wives, and the living brother or living brothers first give a get to one of the women and then give a get to a different one of the women, or do mimer with one of the women, and then do mimer with a second one of these wives. Now, let's take a step back and realize that what should have happened was that either yibum or chalitza should be done, and quite frankly, mimer is not out of left field, because mimer means a kiddushin derabbanon, an act of giving her the ring, and then proceeding as he's supposed to with chuppah, and then finally doing yibum. He's not, according to the rabbinic standard, supposed to jump straight into yibum, into the bia, into the act of intimacy to rebuild his deceased brother's legacy. He is supposed to do mimer. But what happened over here is that in addition to doing mimer with one wife, they went ahead, either the same brother or one of his other living brothers did mimer with a second woman. And our question was, what status does this man have regarding the second wife? Rabbi Gamliel maintained, Ein get achar get, velo mimer achar mimer. That once he does one get, whatever it accomplishes, it accomplishes. If it doesn't accomplish, so then the second get doesn't accomplish anything either. But anything that a get does accomplish is going to be accomplished by the first get, and there's no reason to reckon with the second get and its ramifications with that woman. Likewise, whatever the first mimer does, that's what mimer does. And the second mimer is not going to accomplish anything more or different than the first mimer. And if the first mimer is nothing, then the second mimer is also nothing. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel maintains that the second act can be disregarded. V'chachamim omrim, the Mishnah told us, yesh get achar get, v'yesh mimer achar mimer, that these are rabbinic legislations, and not only does the first get cause her relatives to be forbidden to him as if they were married, but the second get will do the same. And likewise, mimer and then the second mimer will all be treated as if it made rabbinically an effective marriage. Let's take a look quickly on Nun Amud Beis 50b, the second wide line. The Gemara explains, my taima amar rabbanan, why is it that get be yevama mahani, that a get should make any impact at all on this yevama, on the widow? After all, she's supposed to get either chalitza or yibum. What does get have to do with it? You can't get rid of her with a get. Mishum de mahani ba'alma. But since get works in the general world, so once he gives a get, in effect he was saying, or it looks like he's saying, we were married, now we're not, and the rabbinic legislation is that because he gave a get, he will become forbidden on her sister and on her mother as far as marriage goes. Likewise, the fourth wide line, Maitaima Amar Rabbanan Maimer B'Yavama Mahani, why did the rabbis legislate that Maimer, this Kiddushin D'Rabbanan, giving the ring to a widow of the deceased brother, is going to work? It's not really what was prescribed. It's not chalitza, it's not yibum. But bishum demahani ba'alma, because it works in the general world, kiddushin affects marriage, so therefore over here also we treat it as if it affected marriage. Let's take a look at the Gemara that develops the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. So we're on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, 51a in Yevamos, counting up from the wide lines, about 9 lines, the middle of a line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Kate said, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Ein Get Achar Get. What is the case that Rabban Gamliel described as the second get is meaningless? Shtei Yevamos Shenaflu Lifnei Yavam Echad, 2 Yevamos, widows of the same deceased brother, came in front of the living brother. V'nosan get lezu v'get lezu, and he gave a get to each of them. Rabban Gamliel Omer Cholitz L'Rishona, he should do chalitza with the first one. V'asur b'krovoseha, and he's forbidden in her relatives. U'mutu b'krovoshniya, and he's permitted in the relatives of the second one. Now, the statement here will continue and tell us that the Chachamim say that you have to give a get to each of them, and he's going to be forbidden in the relatives of each of them, and then he should proceed and do chalitza with one of them. But going back to Rabbi Gamliel that we just did, Rabbi Gamliel was very definitive and he said, Choletz l'rishona, you should do chalitza with the first one. Why specifically should he do chalitza with the first one? And the answer, as Rashi explains, is because Rabbi Gamliel holds that only the first get is a real get. The second get can be disregarded. If so, he's already forbidden to the relatives of the first one, and therefore he should do chalitza with her, because it won't change the number of people that he's forbidden to. He's already forbidden to her relatives. If, however, he were to do chalitza with the second wife, so then he's going to be forbidden to the first attempt, the one that he did the get with, because he gave a get to her. And he's going to be forbidden to the relatives of the second one, because he's going to do chalitza with her. In the words of Rashi, Eitza Tova Ashmina, we're giving him advice. Shelo Yeser Atzma Bekrova Shania, he shouldn't forbid himself to the relatives of the second woman unnecessarily. Shem Yachlotz Lo Nimtza Zu Gerushasa V'Zu Chalutzasa V'Asa B'Krova Shteyen. Because if he picks the other woman to do chalitza with, then he's going to be forbidden one because of the get, and the other because of chalitza, and there's no reason for that. You might as well just do chalitza with the same woman as the get, and you're only forbidden to one set of relatives. The statement here continues, 3 lines up from the wide, V'chena ta'omer, b'shnei yevamim v'yevama achas, and the same would be if there were multiple living brothers, and they did this same type of thing. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that only the first one, get or maimer, is binding, and the Chachamim say each one requires release from the maimer, and the relatives are forbidden as a result of the get. Kate said, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, a maimer achar maimer. And what's the case of Rabbi Gamliel maintaining that maimer achar maimer doesn't work? Shtei yevamos shenaflu lifnei yavam echad. Again, 2 widows coming to a living brother. Vasa maimer bezu, maimer bezu. And he does maimer to each. Rabbi Gamliel omer nosen get lo rishona v'cholitz la, v'asur b'krovoseha. He must give a get to the first one and do chalitza with her. V'asur b'krovoseha will be forbidden in her relatives. Umuta b'krovoshniya, and he will be permitted in the relatives of the second one. V'chachamim omrim, and again the Chachamim maintain that both maimers are effective, and you have to give a get to each, and then you do chalitza to either one. The Gemara on Amud Beis picks up on a very interesting nuance of Rabban Gamliel's opinion. Rabban Gamliel maintained that after doing Maimer with two women, of which Rabban Gamliel says only the first one is effective, Rabban Gamliel maintained you have to give a get to the first one and do chalitza. A get to undo the Maimer, the Kiddushin Derabanan, and chalitza, because after all, she is a Yavama and she needs chalitza in order to go free. The Gemara asks on Amud Beis, about nine lines down, the first word on the line is kamifligi, and then we begin. Amar mar, asa maimer bezu, if you did this kiddushin derabanan to two women, Rabbi Gamliel, omar nosen get la rishona, you must give a get to the first one, v'cholitzla, and then you do chalitza also, v'asa b'krovosel, muta b'krovashinia, and you're forbidden in the first one's relatives, and you're permitted in the second one's relatives, because Rabbi Gamliel holds the second one is nothing. Michti, let's analyze this. Kasav Rabban Gamliel, a maimer achar maimer, if Rabban Gamliel indeed holds that the second one is nothing, then Rishona Nami Tisyabein, why doesn't he have the option to do Yibum with the first one? Let's think again. He did maimer with one, then he did maimer with the second. You're telling me the maimer of the second is nothing. Why, when he comes back to the first to fix this up, does he have to do get v'chalitza? Why doesn't he have the option of doing yibum? He did maimer. Let him down now do chuppah and yibum. And the Gemara answers, gezeira dima osir liyivum eshniya. If you could do maimer on two women and then go ahead and continue with one of them to yibum, the error might occur that he'll continue Mimer and then Yibum with the second one. And that doesn't work. That's not allowed. And therefore, once he did the second Mimer, we require that he give a get and chalitza with the first one, because the option of Yibum is no longer available, because we're afraid that a mistake will be made and he'll do Yibum with the second. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.